Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU softball team is Nicole Dupay. Just got back from their spring trip to Florida. Congratulations, Nicole.
Thank you.
What was the trip like, both on and off the field?
It was a lot of fun. The sun was pretty hot. Some teammates went parasailing off the field. I personally went deep sea fishing, so it was fun besides for the seasickness. And the games, it was a lot of fun to get off turf and cement. It was nice to be back on the field.
You obviously have had a good start to the season. You're hitting .571. You've got 21 hits, 6 doubles, had your first career home run. Where'd the offense come from so quickly?
I have no idea. Coach has been working with me in my swing for a while, and last year I was hitting it, but I was just the unluckiest batter, I think, in the conference. They kept making all these great plays on me, and I had a few of those this weekend. If, you know, the player wants to make that kind of a great play on me, so be it. But this year I just have been more relaxed, I believe.
Knowing that you graduated a great pitcher, you've got good pitchers back, but you graduated a whole lot of games played. Does the offense know that you got to help out a little bit more than you did last year?
Yeah, Sarah Lampe and Allison Roberts have been doing a really good job. And we also got Duhlman in from hockey, and she's been a great asset to our team too. So they've been upping their skill a lot lately. And our offense, yeah, we know that we need to help out our pitchers a lot. I mean, it's been that way forever. And we have trouble scoring sometimes, but lately we've been doing really good. I mean, that one game against Gaudette, we got 22 runs. That's probably half of the runs we got last year, I want to say. So it was pretty awesome.
How much better is the competition, though, in the NSIC than what you faced already this year?
In the NSIC so far this year, it's been all right. UMD brought a good game to us. They got 5 home runs in one inning, so they're going to be a good competitor this year. But then again, we did beat them last year in one of their games. So we're right in there with everybody. We just need to compete and get our runs in.
All right. Now off the field. What did you catch deep sea fishing?
I caught some cobia. It's a bottom feeder, and it comes up to the sun to digest. And so the fisher would just, like, spot it, and then he would reel it in, and then we'd take the reel and reel it in. It was pretty fun. It was a lot. It was nothing like bass fishing. I can just say that. And then we brought it to a restaurant, and they cooked it up for us, and it's pretty awesome.
You don't get that in Bemidji very often. What sorts of other things did some of the other teammates do?
A lot of our players went parasailing. They loved that. We actually drove by them on our fishing boat and looked like they were having a lot of fun. And then I know Kelsey Lampe just sat on the beach all day long. She loved that. And then we went shopping, of course.
You guys are supposed to be playing here this week. Don't know yet if you're going to be playing inside or if you're going to be playing at all. But how frustrating, how annoying, how mad are you guys that you got to come back to snow and perhaps playing inside again?
I'm pretty sure about half of our teammates cried when we got off the plane into Minnesota. It was a big shocker. It was from like 80 degrees humid to negative degrees. It was awful. And then it is pretty frustrating with the snow, but you just got to deal with what you got.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.